these are the first trees that we planted in 1998. We got three varieties.
It was predominantly a sheep station when we first bought it, or when my father first bought it in 1981. And then we cleared a little bit of land and went into the wheat game as well, and did that for quite a few years. Then around about 97, we looked into diversifying a little bit into horticulture. Looked at a couple of enterprises, table grapes, wine grapes, citrus and almonds. And we decided to go with almonds, and we first planted our almonds in 1998. We've first started off with Merinos, and we fiddled around with some shedded sheep, coated sheep, back in the early 90s. And then towards the end, we actually changed a little bit. We went across to Sam's, a bit of a dual sheep, but now no sheep.
Why did you want to make that move away from sheep?
People around here were diversifying into irrigation, and I thought, well, we've got the river there, we've got an allocation of water, why don't we try something different? So that was the main reason. Also, the weather conditions around here aren't terribly reliable. You have more dry seasons than you do wet, so we thought, well, we'd diversify.
They're two very diverse industries to go from sheep to almonds. That you must have had a few hiccups along the way.
Yes. Went from basically growing a wheat crop in 1 year and then planting almonds in the next. And we did make mistakes. And then a gentleman in Merbein who grows almonds rang me, and there was a course offered about growing almonds that went for 12 months. So I learned about almonds, and I think I've got it right now.
So you eventually sort of over the years phased out the sheep completely. Were you nervous about making such a change to your property?
Yes, I was. But, you know, we planted our second lot of almonds in 2000, and that was also our last wheat crop. It was our best wheat crop that particular year, but I decided that if I was to do this, we'd have to put 100% of our efforts into the almonds, and we had the sheep as well, so something had to go, and so the cropping side of the venture disappeared, and in hindsight was a good thing because after 2000 we had nearly 9 years of drought, so I think it was a good choice.
So do you think it's paid off?
Yes, it has. Especially in the last 2 to 3 years, the almond industry has grown, and we're riding the crest of a wave at the moment. And yes, I have no regrets at all.
Did you foresee, almonds are booming at the moment. It's really a good time to be an almond grower. Did you foresee that? Could you have predicted that? Or did you just get lucky?
I think I got lucky. You go into industries, you change. Yes, there's always an element of risk. And when we first did it, we really didn't know what we were doing. Yes, we had markets available because of the processing plants not far away over in Renmark. Talking to people in the industry convinced us that there was a future in almonds, and they were right. And yes, there were risks, but this one paid off.
I think you told me before it was the best decision of your life to move to almonds. Is that right?
As far as the, from a horticultural point of view, yes. I think it's been a fantastic decision. And we are now reaping the rewards for some pretty hard times. But I think I can sit here now and say, yes, it was a fantastic decision.
Will you ever go back to sheep?
I think so. I don't think I'll grow almonds forever and a day. I'd like to semi-retire on a sheep place somewhere else. But for the moment, the almonds are paying well and the industry is still growing, so I would say we'll still be in it for the next 10 years or so.